Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is a John Shuckry Show live on this Tuesday evening with you. There was a flurry of activity in the NBA as free agency and everything got underway. Of course, Hawks very busy as well. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Atlanta's a Ford dealer. Let's talk to NBA writer for CBS Sports. You can check out his work at CBSSports.com. And James Herbert is joining us. Follow him on Twitter at OutsideTheNBA. James, appreciate it, man. Thanks for spending a few minutes here in Atlanta with us this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what did you make of what the Hawks have done this far between the DeJounte Murray move, obviously trading Kevin Huerter and moving on? What have you thought about the Hawks offseason this far?
Yeah, I see what they're trying to do. I think DeJounte is he is a perfect fit next to Trae Young in that backcourt, right? Like, I think what you wanted to do ideally, responding to the way they lost in the playoffs, was give Trae Young some playmaking support so it doesn't all fall to him. And also get somebody else in the backcourt who can hound people defensively, can be that point of attack defender with the starting unit. DeJounte is an elite defender in the backcourt. He can also switch on to bigger players. I mean, this is like an all-defense type of guy who last year made this leap into being an all-star type player offensively, and I think he's still kind of scratching the surface of what he could be on that end. Like, we'll see if he can develop his three-point shot a little bit more in Atlanta. He had been kind of working on that gradually year by year in San Antonio, and if that ever properly comes together for him, then you're looking at him making yet another leap maybe. But even the player that he is right now, I think he makes a lot of sense next to Trae Young. I am a big Kevin Huerter fan, but as soon as the DeJounte trade happened, you sort of looked at that wing room that they had there and thought maybe somebody has to go, and it turned out to be him, probably because that was the guy that had the most value that they thought they could actually part with and be all right. I would like to kind of refrain from judging those two moves as sort of like, all right, that's it, and this is who the Hawks are going to be, because I'm not convinced at all that that's what, like, that is all that the Hawks are going to do. I think there are several players, and you know who they are. Like, there's been lots of speculation about Collins, Capella. Even before the Huerter thing, people were wondering about, like, what would happen with Bogdanovich. Is DeAndre Hunter untouchable, or is he there for the long haul? Like, for me, like, I am looking squarely at John Collins and Clint Capella now, and kind of wondering if there's anything to be done with either of those two players, knowing, you know, how much the Hawks value Onyeka Okongwu, and just kind of looking at the roster as it is now, and kind of thinking that Travis Link and Landry Fields are not done.
James Herbert from CBSSports.com, NBA writer, joining us here in the WaitFor.com hotline. And look, we've heard obviously lots of reports, and especially here in Atlanta, about Collins is going to be moved. Not if, it's a matter of when. But the Hawks have also made it very clear that unless they get ready to win now players, they're not moving John Collins. So let's take DeAndre Ayton, because that's been an easy kind of a very popular name that's been thrown in. Let's say if it's not DeAndre Ayton, who else is left there on the marketplace that has ready-to-win-now players that you would move Collins or, you know, Capella or whatever package that you come up with for?
Yeah, I don't know that there's one guy that, like, stands out to me is like an obvious fit. I mean, there are plenty of players who, like, you can go and look at, all right, like the Pacers might be tearing this thing down. They dumped Malcolm Brogdon. Like, maybe Buddy Hield is for sale. Maybe Miles Turner is for sale. But, like, I don't know that either Hield or Turner would necessarily make a lot of sense in this trade. You can go up and down other rosters. I mean, Gary Harris is a guy the Magic elected to extend rather than letting him hit free agency, and they signed him to a deal that they could, like, package elsewhere. That's a guy I think they might be looking to trade, like a 3-and-D guy. But again, like, I don't think that's enough or even close to it for John Collins, and I don't think that team is looking to add a big man. So there's not, like, one guy. I think you just have to kind of wait and see how his trade market develops, and I think what you really might have to wait for is for some other shoes to drop here. I think you mentioned Ayton. His future might be tied to Kevin Durant's future, and maybe one of those guys, like, after they get traded, whether they are traded in the same deal or not, maybe their teams or the other teams involved, these might be multi-team deals, maybe one of those teams ends up having a hole and then trying to fill it with John Collins afterward, or even a Clint Capela afterward. I think a lot of the league is in a holding pattern right now because nobody knows what Brooklyn is going to do with Durant, and that has affected Ayton, and that has affected, I think, other guys too. I think it's not a stretch to say that that has affected the trade market for John Collins. A lot of teams are trying to figure out if they can get in on the Durant sweepstakes here, and until that is solved, I think it would kind of surprise me if a lot of other major moves went down.
James, you think that the Nets could even come remotely close to getting any fair market value? Again, they've said they want a minimum, you know, starting with an all-star player and then draft picks to go along with it. But if the Suns aren't going to give up Devin Booker, who they wanted, again, it seems like a lot of these deals that we hear, a lot of these names that we throw out there, you know, teams are not just willing to, you know, the Hawks and Nets aren't just in salary dump mode for the sake of moving on from some guys.
No.
It seems like, I wonder if there's a lot more, if it's a lot of smoke, but there isn't quite enough fire behind some of these deals and these players moving.
Yeah, I mean, some of the speculation has just been kind of wrong. Like, even say a guy like Devin Booker, like, the Nets cannot trade for Devin Booker. Like, at first it was because he was on that rookie maximum extension, which meant if they were going to acquire a player like him, then Ben Simmons would have to go the other way in a deal, because you can't trade for two of those guys and have them on your roster. The same rule applies to, say, a Bam Adebayo, who the Nets were rumored to want. So when you start talking about that, then you start talking about these, like, multi-team, multi-star trades where, like, a bunch of teams are making these significant moves, and it just starts to get really complicated, and it's fun to do in the trade machine, like, very difficult to do in reality. When it comes to Booker, like, once he signs that extension, like, he is off the board anyway for a long time, so he can't be traded. So that's just kind of the way that this thing works, is there's a lot of people kind of speculating about trades that can't actually go down. That doesn't mean that the Nets can't get lots of value. I think there are a lot of teams interested in Kevin Durant. It just might be more like, you know, you have one all-star and then all the picks forever, sort of like you saw what the Rudy Gobert trade returned for Utah, like a whole ton of picks, but then they would get better players in return. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to get a whole bunch of stars in the same trade.
James Herbert joining us here in the WaitFor.com hotline, NBA writer for CBS Sports. Let me ask you this, though. I know the cap has gone up another, I think it was $11 or $12 million this year, 123, I think is what it's gone up to. But look at it like this. In a handful of years, I guess what, in his fifth year, Joker's going to be a $60 million player. So even by today's cap, that's almost half the cap that he takes up. And yes, I understand, it's going to go up over the next few years, and I understand that the league is very healthy. But how, you know, the idea of having two or three stars, you know, it seems like that's going to be harder and harder to get to in the next few years when some of these $50, $60 million contracts, I mean, we're getting to the point where in a couple of years, it seems like, James, we're going to have guys making $1 million a game at this point, the way that these salaries are escalating.
It's a good time to be a player. It's a really good time to be a superstar player. I think you actually have to take the next CBA, the next TV deal, which, you know, might be separate TV and then streaming deals and all this stuff. Like, you have to take that into account. And I think a lot of the deals that have kind of raised people's eyebrows now, like, oh, like, wow, I can't believe he got that. Or, oh, I can't believe they got that much money in a trade for that guy. Like, you have to kind of take into account that maybe within the life of that contract, it won't look quite as bad from a team building perspective. That's certainly what the front offices are doing. Like, they have the one calculation for, like, all right, this amount of money is worth this percent of our salary cap now, and this is what we project the salary cap to be in a few years. It's all hypothetical. Like, you don't know exactly what that TV deal is going to mean, right? You don't know what the next CBA is going to kind of mean for the NBA, all that stuff. But, like, you have ideas, and I think everybody is anticipating that there will be a bump. It is just, it makes it kind of hard for, you know, people who are not working in front offices and all that. Like, I would include myself here. Like, when you see these numbers, sometimes your eyes are, like, bulging out of your head. Like, is that smart? Are they really sure they should be doing that? But a lot of the times, it's not just about this coming season and if it looks like they might be overpaid, or if it looks like that might be a kind of dangerous move. Like, one that comes to mind specifically for me is, like, the Jalen Brunson contract in New York, which, like, I think a lot of people are like, oh, they overpaid for him to get him. And it's like, yeah, they did overpay to get him. They overpaid to get him because otherwise they were not getting him. And I think they are looking at this in sort of like a long-term big picture perspective. Like, this is the move so we can make the next move, because we need to be a competitive team. We need to be a respectable team. We need to get back to sort of the vibe we had 2 years ago rather than last year. And we think that he can do that. And we think that in a few years, the contract won't look as bad as, you know, the sort of immediate trade grade would indicate.
James, last thing for you. You know, the DeJounte Murray trade kind of came out of nowhere. I was at the Hawks draft party, and that was on that Thursday night was the first that we heard about Murray maybe being linked to the Hawks, and literally just a few days later, that trade was consummated, done, announced, and everything was good to go. Is there anybody else that you think is sort of out of left field that we might kind of see coming out of nowhere? I mean, we know Durant and Irving and, you know, all these names, but is there anybody else that you think that could be a surprise player that could be announced or on the move or linked to a team?
I guess it depends what you constitute as a surprise. Like, I think it kind of looks like the Chicago Bulls are done, right? But, like, last year they surprised people when they went out and they executed a sign and trade and they got DeMar DeRozan. This year, if they jump back into things, maybe it would be the opposite sort of move, when instead of them, like, going in, maybe it's like, all right, they couldn't work out an extension with Vucevic, and now they are just getting ahead of it and trading him in a similar sort of way to the Spurs, and they just kind of got out ahead of having to pay DeJounte Murray maybe more than they were comfortable with and took the draft picks instead. Maybe Chicago kind of changes direction and moves Vooch. But that I don't know if that would even be considered super shocking at this point. I mean, the rumor before Gobert was traded to Minnesota was maybe the Bulls were going to try to do something similar, and it would be Vooch going out the door, and who knows where he would land. But that's one name that, like, I kind of come back to, just because I think a lot of people look at the Bulls offseason right now and they're kind of underwhelmed. But I'm like, maybe they have something up their sleeve still.
Follow him on Twitter at OutsideTheNBA. Writes for CBS Sports. NBA writer James Herbert. Join us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. James, appreciate it, man. Thanks for spending a few minutes in Atlanta. We'll chat again here soon.
Not a problem.
John Chuckery here. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.